This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, George, how's it?
Hey, are you there?
Yeah, sorry, we're having some technical issues. So are you avoiding us just because there's Mampur and Fireball and tequila in the studio?
No, I'm not, because I obviously wouldn't have known before this morning, but I'm actually glad it's turned out this way.
Oh, yeah, sure. Wait till next week, George. Are you coming in?
Yes, next week I'll be there.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you what's going to be waiting for you. All right, George, tell
us. I'm shaking in my boots.
Tell us what's happening.
Well, everybody knows Rolls Royce,
yes.
Right? I mean, famous car maker and makes aeroplane engines. Well, Rolls Royce is jumping on the bandwagon, which means that this could be getting now serious, and it's not just a fad. And they're building an airborne taxi.
I saw this thing on the internets yesterday. Yes. I got very excited. You know this is my thing, George.
Yes, I know this is your thing. And
I'm obsessed with flying cars.
It's a flying taxi, and it was revealed at the Farnborough Air Show, and it marks Rolls-Royce's addition to the list of handful of other manufacturers who are pioneering the business of third generation aviation. So this is very exciting, because in my mind, if Rolls-Royce is getting into this,
yeah, then it's real.
It's serious.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys built engines for the World War. They're not messing around.
They're not messing around, and their engines still exist in the jets that we fly in commercially.
Correct. Yeah, if you look at any of the flights that you're on, you usually see the Rolls-Royce emblem on the engines.
Exactly.
All right.
You know, this is quite a sad story, it's actually pathetic. Ghost driver's license scam has been exposed in Ekurhuleni. An 82-year-old man in Ekurhuleni who died in 2011, since 2011, has rung up 4,466 rands worth of unpaid vehicle license disc levies.
Wow.
While he's been laying in his grave.
How much do you get charged if you don't have a valid disc on your car?
Well, I think the roadside fine is about 500 rand.
Yeah. Is that what you know?
I got one the other day. 500 rand with 30 days to pay, which I didn't do. So I paid 1,000, and then 168 rand for the letter which proves that you've paid your fine.
Wow, so you really should keep up to date then. Leanne, you last got a disc for your car in 2005,
That
right?
was it, and my driver's license was also expired, but they never noticed.
Oh,
well, this is because of corruption in Ekurhuleni, and apparently Ekurhuleni and other municipalities have rung up costs of about, or losses of about 80 million rand.
Wow.
Because of these scams. And now what these employees do of the licensing departments is, if you've got license discs fees outstanding, is they register the car in a dead person's name, they transfer the debt to the dead person, and then they transfer the car back into your name with zero license fees outstanding.
Wow.
And then obviously they take something on the side.
That's pretty smart, actually. I should try that.
But they've been caught. So four people have already been arrested, and it looks like Ekurhuleni's clamping down on this story.
Okay. Well, I mean, you should really have an up-to-date license disc on your car. You should make sure that the car's roadworthy, and you should make sure you have a driver's license that's valid.
Yeah.
Just save yourself. Because there's nothing worse, George, really, if it's for no other reason than, and I'm sure Robin will agree with me here too, there's nothing worse than coming up to a roadblock or a traffic sort of, you know, where they do these spot checks.
Oh, the feeling.
Oh, yeah. And you know that there's something you haven't got, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. The dread of what they're going to ask you for.
The dread.
Well, I'll tell you another little story. I was stopped in a roadblock about a month ago. I drive a company car, so they pulled me over, and the car's in the company's name, and obviously personally I'm not going to have any fines on my own driver's license, but I did. I had three fines from 2013, which, ooh, I had to pay 750 rand to my dismay, but that wasn't the worst of it.
Yeah.
The traffic officer turns around and says to me, what do you do at this company?
Uh-oh. Oh, my
God. So I said to him,
how embarrassing.
I said, I said to him, I'm an employee.
Yeah.
So he says to me.
That's not a lie. To me,
it's not a lie. No, absolutely not a lie. He says to me, no, because you have 52 cars, which we do. And they pick that up on the system. And there's lots of fines outstanding, and we want you to pay it.
All of them?
All of them.
Oof.
So I said to him, that's not going to happen. I'm an employee.
Oh, man.
You know, get hold of the proxy. So anyway, he didn't force the issue. I don't think they can force the issue, but they can pick up if you drive a company car, all the other cars.
Jesus, that is it. And also, it's so embarrassing because you're the CEO.
Exactly.
You know, it's a car company, so it's like, oh God, how are we going to deal with this?
You know? Exactly. Almost a trifecta.
Exactly.
But George,
exactly.
Doesn't it feel better now that you've unburdened yourself and told that story? Now you feel better.
Now I feel better. It's out there.
Right.
It's fine.
Okay, well, there is other stuff in motoring news. What else do you need to tell us?
So VW is or may introduce the final version of the VW Beetle before they bring out an all-electric version. So they may bring out just one more VW Beetle. And I think this is quite an exciting thing because, you know, Beetle was an iconic vehicle in its time, although I don't like the current shape, to be honest. But they may just bring out one more before the all-electric.
Okay.
I don't know if it'll sound like that.
No,
it won't sound like that.
Probably won't. Like this.
That's exactly how the Beetle sounded.
Almost like a Vespa. All right. Okay.
And
well,
then finally, that is
nice because at least they're not giving up completely on petrol cars. I mean, I'm all for this electric car thing, and I'm sure Robin is too because she doesn't want the earth polluted so that her precious plants can't survive.
Yes, it's so good for the environment.
Right. It is. It's true. Electric cars are better for the environment, Robin.
Yes.
Well, I mean, electric cars have petrol cars have over 2,000 moving parts. Electric cars have maybe 10% of that, maybe up to 200 moving parts. And so you can see that there's a lot less that can go wrong.
And they'll last longer, right?
Yep. Okay, but you pay for that up front.
I like that.
And then talking about electric cars, in the US, there are a couple of electric car makers. But listen to this. China has 487 electric car manufacturers.
That's amazing.
Which means this electric car thing is really serious. It's going to go all electric, and we've got to get used to it.
Okay, good. That's good news.
That's it.
All right, George. Thanks very much, man.
See you next week.
You missed out on the fireballs and the Mampur.
I'm glad.
Next time, man. All right, we'll get you eventually. Thank you,
George.
We
saved him a little bit.
Yeah, we saved you a bit for next week. Don't worry. We'll keep it here in the studio.
It's going to ferment.
All right. Thank you very much, George. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
This is CliffCentral.com.